From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. The polls were open in many municipalities today. Voters are being asked to approve school budgets. Some communities are also voting for town council and school board seats or on other local issues. In Cape Elizabeth, voters are considering an $86 million school construction bond. In Gray and Waterboro, voters will weigh in on funding increased police patrols. Camden also votes today on whether to remove Montgomery Dam as part of a project to improve Harbor Park. Voters in Dover Foxcroft are being asked if they want to remove or repair the Mayo Mill Dam, and Holton wants to borrow $750,000 for a road reconstruction project. Former Maine House Speaker Hannah Pingree officially launched her bid for the Democratic nomination for governor today. Pingree, who lives on North Haven, served 8 years in the Maine legislature and in 2008 became the second woman in state history to be elected Speaker of the Maine House. Until last month, she headed Governor Janet Mills' Office of Policy Innovation in the Future. Pingree kicked off her gubernatorial campaign during an event in Rockland.
I know there are no easy solutions. There is only hard work and staying focused on what matters. The success of Maine's people and our families, the strength of our economy, and the health of our communities.
Pingree is the daughter of 1st District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. She joins an increasingly crowded field of Democrats vying for the chance to succeed Janet Mills. They include Secretary of State Shanna Bellows, former Senate President Troy Jackson, and Angus King III, the son of U.S. Senator Angus King. 5 Republicans have also joined the race for governor so far. The University of Maine will opt out of a landmark settlement between the NCAA and Division I student athletes that would allow colleges and universities to pay athletes directly, in addition to providing them with athletic scholarships. Maddie Smith has more.
The almost $3 billion settlement was formally approved on Friday, ending 3 federal antitrust lawsuits claiming that the NCAA was unfairly limiting the earning power of athletes. In a statement this week, the UMaine Athletic Department says that while it views the settlement as a positive step, it has decided to opt out of revenue sharing and will not pay athletes in the next school year. The department statement says the policy could be revisited in future years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Maine is one of 16 states that have sued the Trump administration over its plans to allow the sale of forced reset triggers that make semi-automatic rifles fire more rapidly and to return triggers already seized to their owners. Carol Bousquet reports.
According to the Associated Press, the suit filed in federal court Monday argues that returning the triggers would violate federal law, pose a threat to the public and law enforcement, and heighten gun violence. Device maker Rare Breed Triggers argues that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was wrong in its classification and kept selling the triggers until it was sued by the Biden administration. The Justice Department reached a deal last month with the company in which it agreed not to develop such trigger devices for handguns. The settlement requires the ATF to return triggers that it had seized or that owners had voluntarily surrendered to the government. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
Senator Susan Collins is speaking out against the Trump administration's proposed cuts to the National Institutes of Health. The administration has proposed a 15% cap on indirect costs for research funded by NIH. Collins grilled NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya during a budget hearing today.
This proposed cap is so poorly conceived, and I've seen firsthand how harmful it is. It is leading to scientists leaving the United States for opportunities in other countries. It's causing clinical trials to be halted.
Bhattacharya says that he understands the budget is a collaborative process and looks forward to working with Congress. State lawmakers have rejected a bill that would decriminalize small amounts of some psychedelic mushrooms in Maine. There's growing research into the use of the hallucinogenic compound psilocybin in the treatment of depression and other mental health disorders. The House and Senate gave initial approval last week to a bill that would have decriminalized possession of up to 1 ounce. But opponents, including Republican Senator Scott Searway, say the measure doesn't require that the drugs be used in safe clinical settings.
Rather, it promotes wide usage in an uncontrolled environment. Let's promote public safety, not magic mushrooms.
The bill failed by 2 votes in the House and by a tie vote in the Senate when it came up for final enactment this week. State Representative Holly Eaton of Deer Isle remains in intensive care at Maine Medical Center in Portland after a car crash last week. Eaton had spinal surgery on Wednesday in Bangor but collapsed during physical therapy due to a pulmonary embolism and was taken by Life Flight to Portland. A GoFundMe page has been organized for Eaton, a single mother of 2 boys, to manage expenses during her recovery. Eaton is a Democrat who represents communities in both Knox and Hancock counties and is serving her 2nd 2-year term. The U.S. Postal Service today issued a commemorative stamp in honor of former First Lady Barbara Bush 2 days after what would have been her 100th birthday. The dedication ceremony was held at Granny's Garden on the Green in Kennebunkport, not far from the Bush family's vacation home. Mrs. Bush, of course, was the wife of the 41st President, George H.W. Bush, and the mother of the 43rd President, George W. Bush. She was known for her advocacy of people with HIV/AIDS and for promoting literacy programs, including the establishment of the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy. Her image on the forever stamp is her official 2005 White House portrait. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Maine medical experts answer your health questions. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.